This episode is brought to you by the Grow Getters newsletter. Sign up at growgetters.io/newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode.
Welcome to Grow Getters, the Future Skills Podcast. If you want to future-proof yourself, turn your hobby into a profitable side hustle, and create a thriving, multi-passionate career, then you're in the right place.
Each week, we keep you up to speed with all the hottest and most in-demand methods, models, tools, and trends in business and tech to help you stay ahead of the game and grow.
I'm GrowGetters co-founder and innovation specialist, Tiffany Hart.
And I'm GrowGetters co-founder and digital strategist, Tanya Garma.
So if you're ready to stay relevant, in your element, and be excellent, follow the Grow Getters podcast for your weekly fix of future skills.
Now, let's get growing. Today, we are going to share three super actionable, super achievable, and super easy ways to kickstart you on the course to fulfilling your BHAGs. And if you want to know what a BHAG is, it's a big, hairy, audacious goal. So let's jump straight into it. The first goal setting method is not only used for your BHAGs, but can also be applied to setting objectives in your work or business. It's the SMART method.
This is an acronym that helps you to set your goals that you can realistically achieve them. S stands for specific. This forces you to be really clear on what you hope to achieve. For example, if your BHAG is, I want to write a book, then be more specific about that. Something like, I want to write a historical fiction novel set in 1970s Australia. M stands for measurable. How are you going to measure the success of your goal? For example, I want to write a historical fiction novel set in 1970s Australia that sells 5,000 copies. A stands for attainable. It's all well and good to have a kick-ass dream, but is it realistically possible to achieve? By all means, dream big, but don't put vast amounts of pressure on yourself that could adversely affect other areas of your life. R stands for relevant. Does your goal match your personal values? Does it fit with the life you envision for yourself and hope to create? Your goal should be relevant for you. It's good to set a litmus test to make sure it's not your ego talking. And T stands for time bound. Put a time frame on your goal. This makes sure you stick to it. For example, I want to write a historical fiction novel set in 1970s Australia that sells 5,000 copies by March 2022.
The second method today is one that helps you break down your BHAG into completely consistent and incremental smaller tasks, making it even more likely you will achieve it. This method is used best for a super duper visionary goal. It's called goal setting to the now. You start with your BHAG, or in other words, your someday goal. What's the one thing I want to do someday? You then pair it back to your five-year goal. Based on my someday goal, what's the one thing I can do in the next 5 years? You then break it down further to a one-year goal. Based on my five-year goal, what's the one thing I can do this year? You drill it down further again. Based on my one-year goal, what's the one thing I can do this month? And further again. Based on my monthly goal, what's the one thing I can do this week? And finally, to the now. Based on my weekly goal, what's the one thing I can do today? This method not only forces you to break down your BHAG into actionable subtasks, but also gives them a realistic and achievable time frame from 5 years to 1 year, 1 month, weekly, and daily.
And finally, our third and final goal achieving technique comes from the amazing book that we actually discussed last year in episode 51. If you haven't listened to it, then please go check it out. It's from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, called Habit Stacking. Habit stacking allows you to create a set of simple rules that guide your future behavior. It's like you always have an inbuilt plan for which action should come next. Once you get comfortable with this approach, you can develop general habit stacking to help you achieve bigger goals. This is an excerpt directly from James Clear in his book Atomic Habits about trying to get more fit and do more push-ups throughout the day. Habit stacking works best when the cue is highly specific and immediately actionable. Many people select cues that are too vague. I made this mistake myself. When I wanted to start a push-up habit, my habit stack was, when I take a break for lunch, I will do 10 push-ups. At first glance, this sounded reasonable, but soon I realized the trigger was unclear. Would I do my push-ups before I ate lunch? After I ate lunch? Where would I do them? After a few inconsistent days, I changed my habit stack to, when I close my laptop for lunch, I will do 10 push-ups next to my desk. It's a brilliant way to break down a bigger goal. say getting fit, dropping a dress size, or losing X amount of kilos by incorporating these steps into your daily life. As James Clear writes in Atomic Habits, the habit stacking formula is after, before, current habit, I will, new habit. For example, after I pour my cup of coffee each morning, I will meditate for 1 minute. After I take off my work shoes, I will immediately change into my workout clothes. After I sit down to dinner, I will say one thing I'm grateful for that's happened today. After I get into bed at night, I will give my partner a kiss. After I put on my running shoes, I will text a friend or family member where I'm running and how long it will take.
So these are just three tried and tested ways to help all of you grow-getters reach for the stars, achieve your BHAGs, and kick some goal ass. But before we wrap up, another couple of secret sauce goal-setting tips are tell your mates, because when you tell people about your goal, it makes it real and they can keep you accountable. And write them down and stick them up somewhere you'll see them. A daily reminder of your big goals will keep you consistently motivated to achieve them. Happy goal-setting, grow-getters! Want the latest tips, tools, trends, and advice for building your career or business through thought leadership and innovation? Then sign up to the Grow Getters newsletter, where we drop all the latest grow getting goodness straight into your inbox each week to help you become the go-to expert in your industry. Plus, you'll also stay up to date and in the know on all of our Grow Getters insider events, webinars, and all the latest business experiments, neatly packaged and all in one place. Head to growgetters.io/newsletter to sign up today.